Good morning.
Irresistibly awful number 198. Matt and John. John picked this week's movie, Vice Academy. John, what'd you think of this first out of, I saw at least six Vice Academy movies on there.
Now tell me, you've watched the whole movie. Can you possibly imagine why they would have made not six, even one sequel? Can't imagine that they made that many sequels, right? This has got to get better with age. I got to feel like...
You know, I got to go with you on that one. Yeah, I got to, because this...
It was tough at some parts, you know?
I got to tell you, I watched this whole movie, and at the end I was like, I don't know, were they cops? I never saw a badge.
No. Can they really do that when you're just a cadet? Is that doable? I don't know.
I don't know. Can I just take a gun and throw people in the back of a van? Is that?
Of a random van, yeah.
I don't know. I was like, I guess you can.
I mean, if you offered them some hot dogs with some mustard on it, yeah, come on in the back of the van. I got some relish.
Oh, that sounds like that might be a trick. Hot dog with ketchup.
Ooh, that's weird.
I'm telling you, this whole movie, I'm like, are you cops? How are you arresting people? How come you're not calling for backup? They talk about backup.
Yeah.
Instead, you call for backup is a porno guy? That's your backup call? All right. You know, John, the classic porno guy, Chuck Long.
Nice.
Yeah, this was something, John. And I got to tell you, I'm at least intrigued by the next five movies. That's all I can say.
So I did see something, and I had to figure out what was going on. So one of the actresses in Vice Academy 3, it was combined for some reason, but I figured it out. She's in Vice Academy 3.
Back in training.
Is Alpha 6 from Power Rangers, the little robot dude? I'm like, wow. Oh my gosh, wow. That's fantastic.
Wow, you pulled that one out. Wow.
Because, you know, I'm looking through the cast, you know, I'm like, okay, do any of these people, you know, mean anything to me? Have they been anywhere? And the picture for her is the robot from Power Rangers. And I'm like, what? And she also was like a co-director or something like that. Of Doll Man. So she's really it.
I see. Okay, I got you. So the people working on the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers saw her in Vice Academy. Was like, you know what?
Hired.
Yeah, we got the perfect part for you. Triceratops.
Could you imagine that resume going into Power Rangers? You did what movie now?
Vice Academy.
Oh,
boy. Yeah.
I like the very beginning of the movie. We start off with fantastic 80s dramatic music.
Oh, boy.
I was in love. I didn't realize that was as good as it was going to get. But it was fantastic. You know that. Oh, the very beginning of the movie, right with the beginning music, it was like, oh, this is awesome. I love this kind of music to start a movie.
Yeah, we got 80s mullets flying everywhere, John.
Man, big hair, lots of hairspray.
Oh, boy, yeah. We got people named Snake. Hair, you know, I mean. Oh, yeah, this beginning part, you know, one of these classic drug deals, John. You know, you got the... You got the Gestapo. You know.
Yep. It wasn't super crack, but
well, hard to come by. It's hard to come by.
But I think it would have attracted some hookers. I'm just saying.
And that's dangerous stuff too. Your head might explode.
Get on that. Yep. Super body crack. Parts everywhere.
Oh, John, I got to tell you, John, when the previews today, Renfield, and it was a new preview. Way more cage.
I can't wait. Dracula.
I mean, John, it looked. I'm just saying it might be the greatest movie ever made. I'm just saying that right now.
Could there be a better Dracula than Nicolas Cage?
He's fucking floating around, John. Ah, he's turning into bats, and oh boy. I hope he says that he's gonna say, "I'm Dracula." It looks great. It does. It looks a lot of limbs getting ripped off and people exploding, John. Oh boy.
I watched one of those videos like Nicolas Cage reads internet searches, right? Did Nicolas Cage buy a pyramid? He's like, it's none of your business.
He did that, son of a bitch. I'm gonna steal the Declaration of
Independence. Oh man.
Yeah, so they're sitting in this car looking to make a deal for the good stuff, and this lady shows up looking, you know, John, looking to party.
Yeah.
You know.
You guys lonely? You want to have a good time?
But she's, this is a big question mark. She's a cop?
Yeah. Oh, she's a cop.
Since these people don't have badges and they don't read any rights, and there's no jail cells,
they don't seem to have any training.
Wait a minute, John. I see plenty of training coming up. All right. I mean,
okay. We'll call it training.
All right. These parts of this movie where I'm like, why do you? Every time the guy gets kicked in the balls, like what?
I know. What? Bong. One point, I was like, "Is dude like wearing a chastity belt?" Like, no, this is just comic relief. I get it.
Well, it turns out who made this bus. Her name's Holly, and she's the daughter of the chief.
And she's bragging to everybody in class at the police academy. And now, did you notice that we got like 20 women and one dude in this academy?
I didn't quite understand that. Like, either have a couple more or have none. Like, I don't.
Right. Why is there one dude in here? Nobody's dressed appropriately.
This is Dwayne.
Mm-hmm.
Dwayne. He's got not a bad job, John, I gotta say.
I gotta see. Yeah, if you're gonna pick a field to go into and it's full of coworkers that are women, I don't think you did wrong.
That's what I say. We got these three people showing up late. Yeah, I think it's Dee Dee, Dwayne, and Shawnee are the three. I got their names, John.
Shawnee was off, right? Because they never say her name in the movie.
Yeah.
I had to look it up every time. What the hell was her name?
I think she shows the most promise, John.
Yeah. He definitely had the right techniques.
You can see she's had training on what to do in certain situations. You can see.
Yep. Money, your money or your life. What do? Boobs.
That's right, John. Babes.
Oh, you win. Yeah, I can't argue.
So they have this thing where they have to make 10 arrests each to graduate. Okay.
Not sure how cadets are making arrests, but okay.
Yeah. How to disarm an assailant, and she does the old shows her boobs distract move. Works every time. And Dwayne, the teacher's Miss Devon Shire is the teacher. And she's like, okay, class, everybody else line up to kick Dwayne in the balls.
Like, I didn't volunteer for this.
So they all do, all with clanging noise.
Yep. Multiple times. Like, all right, try it again if you didn't get right the first time.
Boy, I didn't understand this next part. First of all, I have watched movies. I've watched TV shows, John. I've seen a lot of chief of police. You know what they don't do? Work.
All right. That's right.
All right. When you become chief, you get to tell everybody else what to do.
Damn it, McNulty.
Oh, boy. That's who we needed. Fucking McNulty. And your exploding ham. But this chief, he's got a group of people waiting for his daughter to pick out of a lineup for the arrest she made the night before.
See, if she couldn't remember.
Now remember, it's just the chief, and he brings in all these people who I think are like handcuffed to each other. I don't know,
or they weren't handcuffed to each other. I'm not really sure because the dude just gets away, runs away. And what's funny is, like, all the cadets are there, and they just, like, oh, let them leave. Really good copping, dude. Way to be a cop.
I didn't understand this at all. They're just like, oh. They're like, well, damn.
Well, that's happened.
Like, wow. We
get back on the phone.
Yeah, he gets on the phone.
That just means the budget wasn't there to have a desk.
I think so. So let's go check out the old training course, John. This looks rigorous, John. I mean,
yeah, it looks tough.
Tires and walls.
And climbing and walls and
targets, John. I mean,
all right. So the gun, they do like a gun range thing, right?
Oh, and gosh, oh boy!
In the background of the gun range is obviously a highway, like a car. Not that far away, you know. And there's no like berm behind the gun, the target. It's just like a picture on a art easel or something. And I'm like, you know, I don't know that this checks all the box for safety.
Yeah, you know, you're just going to take your chance at 75 sometimes, John. You know, you're risking your own life there, you know.
Like, was that a gunshot or was that a pothole? I don't know.
I know. I was like, well, that seems risky. And, well, Miss Devonshire, she says, this is what she says. She goes, you must first fire a warning shot, then shoot them between the eyes. Oh.
I like that. You know, give them a chance to surrender.
This is Shawnee using her handgun. I think she almost kills somebody. And then she does kill somebody, I think. I don't know.
A dog. It's a dog.
It's ricocheting. I don't know what it's ricocheting off of. Pie cars. I don't know. But then, one out of six, John. Last one, right between the eyes.
Perfect shot.
To
get a target, hit a target like that, Most cops are going to need a bazooka and an inflatable doll.
That's true. You know, once they get the easy stuff over, the training course, now it's time for the hard stuff, John. It's time for makeup.
What? Come on. First off, you got like 20 women in this class, And they all look like they've got a lot of makeup on already. They look like they spent 20 minutes on their hair, you know, making it as poofy as possible. Like, do you really need a class on putting on makeup?
I know. And I like what she said. She said, no pimp will wait an hour for his whore to put makeup on. Okay, that's words to live by.
That's right? Yeah, it's good advice. Yep. Not everything they learned was incorrect. Right? That's a valid statement.
Because she takes 20 seconds and she's got herself a makeup whore. I mean, boom, 20 seconds. Mm-hmm. She's done. They're in the bathroom and Holly's in the bathroom and John, this they take what I can only say is a huge piece of paper and they write vice cop and they stick it to her exposed back.
Mm-hmm. So you're gonna feel it. Not to mention she's in front of a mirror. They're all in front of this big mirror. So you can see them do it. You can still see the sign from the behind your shoulder blade.
I know. I saw it too. I was like, wow. Not to mention the whole, she might get murdered for that. But
that, right?
Yeah.
So apparently she was on stakeout as a prostitute for 3 hours with this sign on her back.
Okay. Oh boy. Did you see her bust out that sweet car phone to call her dad, John? I mean,
nice.
Something you find in a Mercedes.
Yep, that's right.
Shawnee, and I think it's Shawnee and Dee Dee, I think they just stumble upon this beat up girl in an alley.
Her name, though. Her name was fantastic. I put a star next to that. Her name is Cherry Pop. That's her, apparently her porn name, I guess, because she's a porn star of one of the highest paid porno queens, is how she described herself. Yeah.
Porno queen. Yes, John. I like how she had to tell the one girl. She's like, "That's not my real name."
What a name!
Yeah, and she said she just happened to be carrying around her new exercise video, boning up with Cherry Pop.
Sounds good.
I got it. Exercise.
But yeah, cardiovascular reasons.
She says something like the director did this to her, bruised. All she has is like a bruise on her face. She's like, "I'll never recover from this," and runs away. I'm like, "What? You got a bruise on your face? You don't have a leg cut off?" Like,
yep, get put a slab of meat on there. You'll be all right.
Oh, good job. This next part. When Shawnee and Dee Dee go up to Miss Devonshire and they're like, "Yeah, you know, we're gonna infiltrate this underage porno ring," and she's like, "Let me type you up a fake porno resume on my typewriter here," and I'm like,
"You're what? You're what?" Nothing ages a movie like the technology they didn't realize was going to be obsolete so soon. Like a typewriter.
Oh, boy. Yeah, she goes clickety-clack on this thing for her porno resume. Is that a thing? I got to tell you. I haven't been in the porn business for a while. But is that, like, do you take in your resume? Is it like I'm working in a factory? Do you take it
like,
in there?
You know, if you're an actress or an actor, right, when you go to a gig, you might bring a headshot, right? But I think in the porno industry, that might be a little different. You might just go straight to the casting couch.
I guess it worked because this guy looks it over. I mean,
but apparently she didn't.
Oh boy, you gotta look over your fake porno resume before you go in for the job, John. Come on now, you gotta proofread that. You gotta proofread it.
Oh, Miss Devonshire also gave her a purse full of special gadgets.
Like all of a sudden, we turned into fucking 007 in the middle.
That's right, right. Yeah, she got herself a little lipstick that makes a sound of a gun, something that's like a police siren. We get some radios. You know, I didn't see a crutch/rocket launcher that might have been useful.
That would have been very useful. Yes, I keep seeking missile launching crutch.
Or even like a watch that could stop time for 10 seconds. Turn it really
slow. Oh, boy. That's the best.
That's the best.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're looking for one of those, that would, of course, be Trancers number 97 or
Jack Death.
Trancers 2, The Return of Jack Death, number 194. Yep.
We'll see if it makes a return in Trancers 3 sometime.
Oh, I'm thinking it will. Oh, I'm thinking it will.
Yep. Did you like their undercover van? It's no taxi. It's no taxi, but you know what? As an undercover vehicle, I think the van was nice. But the license plate, man. Oh, it was great.
What's it say, John? What's it say?
Scuzz. With three Z's. I liked it. I think if I were to ever get a personalized plate, I'd want it to be something like that. Scuzz.
And, John, you already know it comes with a rocking cassette player.
Cassette player, yep.
All right.
Oh, I used to have a cassette player in my old Ford Ranger. I liked it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Me too. Me too.
Mm-hmm.
I still got cassettes somewhere around here.
All right. Pretty sure I got rid of all mine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got some somewhere. I do. Yeah, this resume, it says that she banged animals.
No, she's like, there's some things I won't do, like no animal acts. He goes, oh, that's weird. Your resume says you've done lots of animal acts. Did you like the clock they had?
I didn't notice a clock.
They had a clock. It looked like a regular kind of clock on the wall, but it was like a cuckoo clock, except instead of going cuckoo, it was like moaning.
Oh, that's what that was. Okay. That makes more sense, though.
9:30. Oh, 30.
What? I'd probably buy that. I may have to look on Amazon.
I can use one of those in the office, I think.
It just goes, lunch. Oh,
lunch.
Oh, but hold on to your panties, because here comes the hunk on a crotch rocket, and that hunk named Chucky. Chucky Long.
Yeah, her Dee Dee goes with Dee Dee Fluffer. I like that.
Dee Dee Fluffer. A lot of vagina. Maybe she should have went with that one.
That's good. That's good. The porno movie they're trying to make is called Chase Raw.
Sounds like a classic, John. I gotta say.
I think it's good enough to go straight to DVD.
Oh boy. They gotta make a second one. Chafed Raw 2. More chafing.
More chafing.
Okay. So this was great. The closed captioning, John. This is what it said when it came to the music. I loved it. I had to rewind it because it made me laugh. The closed captioning said for the music here, it said, menacing instrumental rock music fading into seductive instrumental music.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy. Let's get the film in this dirty movie, John.
Huh? Yeah, Dee Dee's like, I need to go in the other room and practice my lines. And someone's like, what'd she say? She goes, I think she said she's nervous and needed to do a few lines.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I get it. Yep. Oh, boy. She's funny. She's searching through the like office or something and finds a book full of their illegal operations. I'm like, one, why would you have a book full of illegal operations? And two, why would you leave it out in the open on top of your desk? Like,
okay. Yeah, come on now. That's a high rule there. You can't just leave that out on the porno for everybody to see. Come on.
At least put that in like a hidden drawer in your desk somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't quite understand what the plan was here. So she's in there trying to find evidence. So she finds it. But out in the van, we got Dwayne and Shawnee and, well, worst timing ever. Dwayne's like, would you like to listen to the new severe tire damage cassette? And she's like, you betcha.
Oh, yeah. Did you know severe tire damage as an acronym would be STD? Just kind of a coincidence when we're in a staking out a porno ring.
I like it, John. Yeah, so then, because they're rocking so hard to this rocking music, they can't come in and bust the place because they're rocking. So she has to go through with and bang this guy, I guess, John.
Which she did not mind. She was so happy about it.
That line he says when they start it, he just peeks at the window and he's like, I'm a horny stud. Open up and let me in.
Yeah, I'm gonna get you. And she's like, all right. She just rips the door open. They're like, you were supposed to be afraid. I don't think so excited is the right way to go.
Oh, but did you see it, John? The classic, they had the smoke. Gotta have the smoke. Mm-hmm. Just like if you were a teenager and you just banged in a coffin, you still gotta have that smoke.
That's right. Yeah, Chucky was like, you shouldn't open the door for strangers. I'm going to have to teach you a lesson.
Oh.
And I like the cue cards for the movie. It was like, fall in bed, moan louder, degrade her more.
Degrade her more.
Yeah.
So then Dwayne and Shawnee come in to arrest, question mark?
I guess. Yeah.
But boy, Chucky tells Dee Dee he faked it, John. Oh, boy.
Oh. He said, boy. I feel used and violated.
Oh, Dee Dee says it was the best, John. She's going to get married, John. Don't
get married.
Oh, boy.
Why don't you have a seat and tell us about it? I don't think I'll be sitting for a while.
Oh boy. It must have been the best considering what happens next.
Yeah, they cram all the other people into the back of this van. They cram them all in the back of the van except for Chuck. Chucky goes back to Dee Dee's place where she wants to film some more scenes.
This isn't proper police procedure, John.
She chains them up to, like, the sink, and she just takes her top off and, like, all right, let's do scene two.
She even brings that prop from the studio that you say action with. I'm like, wow.
Yep, that's nice.
Wow, I mean.
Commitment to the trade.
I was like, wow. The next day, for some reason, Miss Devonshire tends to frown upon Dee Dee banging Chuck Long.
She's like, you know, it could influence the jury, and then they'll throw out the case and blah, blah, blah. And Shawnee and Dwayne's like, look, it's not her fault. We screwed up too. We were there late, and she had to choose between blowing her cover and blowing.
Oh boy. Chuck Long.
Chuck Long.
Holly and Dee Dee get into a training course fight here.
Yeah, I wrote cat fight.
And we find out tomorrow is graduation, and you gotta meet the quota or you won't graduate, John. Uh-oh.
What have these guys been doing this whole time? They didn't have any rest. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah, so they got 18 hours to make their 10 arrests. And they could go after the inner city porn ring.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I just went down. Shawnee, Dee Dee, and Dwayne go looking for whores. Oh, boy.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Yeah. And, well, they find an abundant supply of whores, John, and it's interesting to see late 80s whore prices. Did you get all these, John? I mean.
Wow.
Oh,
if I'd have known it was that cheap in the 80s.
Oh, boy. John, you were 9.
That's true.
This first prostitute, $40.
Mm-hmm. But she was going to go down to 30 plus a continental breakfast.
Hey.
30 plus donuts.
Hey. Let me tell you something. That Krispy Kreme. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying what I do for a Krispy Kreme donut, but oh boy. I don't know what they put on that stuff. Oh, that's some good stuff. Yeah, they arrest her? ? They keep tricking whores and arresting them with their classic bait and switch routine they're doing here.
That's great.
But then Dwayne's like, he really wants to arrest a large group of whores. I didn't know what happened here because they're just doing their fake driving in the van. And I'm like,
the fake driving was the best. The best. So we got hookers there. The sparkle and tinsel are in the back of the van flopping around. And in the front seat, you got Dwayne, Dee Dee, and the one I never can get her name right.
Shawnee,
right? And they're flopping around too. And I'm like, what is that? Like they're shaking the van side to side while they're just sitting in there.
It reminded me of Ace Ventura 2 when he's driving down the road and he's just shaking. Dwayne's like, all of a sudden he's just like, wow, look at that, a bunch of whores. And I was like, oh, there's just a bunch of whores outside a laundromat. Like, it's a front, John. It's a front.
Oh, you mean all laundromats don't have a bunch of whores in it? Oh, interesting.
I'm like, how does he know? How does he know? Then I was like, oh, all the whores out front gave it away. Yeah, okay.
That'll give it away. Yep. So he has to get, like, the best disguise. Matt, what kind of disguise might you use if you were going to, like, try and get some action?
Well, here's one. Why does he have to wear this, guys?
Why? Yeah, okay. Just walk in.
Okay.
No, he dresses up like a Middle Eastern man with a wad of cash.
What?
And the one girl goes, hey, $150 for all of us.
Oh, boy, John.
Wow, five women or something?
Five for $150?
Wow.
Man.
Good time. That'd be a good time.
But boy, they arrest all them, throw them in the back of the van. We got a van full of whores, John. Like, you ain't never seen them.
That's true. I mean, not in, like, one piece.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
you
true.
Know,
that's true.
Several bits of them in a bags in the back of a car, but
bags. So then they're like, Dee Dee and Shawnee are like, so now what we'll do is we'll pretend to be whores and catch all the guys looking to get some.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So while they're in there trying to do that, the 20 whores in the back of the van, they revolt because they realize, John, they're just in the back of a van.
You're just in the back of a van, and there's 20 of you. You know, it's like there's a bunch of you back there. All you got to do is like force your way out. Turns out they're not real cops, so it's not that big a deal.
Right? That's what I thought too. Yeah, they go up against old Dwayne. He didn't stand a chance.
Nope.
I'm trying to figure this out, John, because I was trying to piece it together. How did the van roll over, John? I don't.
So, if you thought the fake driving before was crazy, you should see these women driving. Because they were just all over the place, like multiple of them pulling on the steering wheel. Like, oh, that's not how you drive a vehicle.
It was so weird. And, you know, this thing is just a steel can, John, right? There's no side curtain airbag in this thing.
No, right? No anti-lock brakes, no pre-collision assist.
Pre-collision?
No lane-keeping radar, no... No, none of that stuff. No.
It would all be broken bones and
yep.
Yeah, they'd be all
blood stains on the top of the van.
Oh man. Yeah. It turns out they're all fine. I think it's Dee Dee sees the van leaving and she's like, oh boy. I was like, wow, she's actually going to call for real police backup, John. I go, wow.
But is she, though?
Who do you call, John, when you're two fellow officers, are taken hostage? You call the porno guy you banged under your sink.
Maybe she thought of him as her favorite coworker.
Yep.
He's like, he's watching TV, still chained to the sink, and she's like, "Oh yeah, I left a key there underneath the phone." I you might figure. All right.
You gotta tell me.
Oh, and she called him using a payphone, not just a payphone, a pay rotary phone. Wow.
Yeah.
I can't say I've ever seen one of those.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Even an old lady calling a horse bet.
Yep.
Wouldn't even use that kind of phone.
A rotary. Wow.
Oh, boy. I think I caught a glimpse here. They showed the van and the sign. Like, it flipped over in the sign. I thought that was funny. So, Dee Dee and Chucky, John, they're in love, John. Oh, boy. So, we got Dwayne and Shawnee tied up, and I'm going to say the best tie-up job of hostages I've ever seen.
They were so loosely tied. It was hilarious. They're like, we're not even going to pretend like they're tied up. We're going to lay the ropes on their arms.
And watch them just go fling their arms around. Like, oh, God, we can't. We just can't get
away. Oh, I can't get loose.
But this movie says, you know what? There's 20 minutes left. Why don't we introduce the person who, see if I get this right, runs all crime in the city.
Whoa.
I bet he is terrifying. I mean, I bet it's not a lady who wears a stinger.
That's a stinger on her back. If you're going to call yourself Queen Bee, you got to take it to the next level and have a little stinger coming out your back.
Oh, boy.
That's got to make it hard to sit down, though. Like, if if you got to sit in a chair, it's going to have to be one with, like, a hole in the back so you can sit down.
Where do you even pick that up at? And how about that hair, John? Oh, my Lord.
She had like a beehive hair.
Boy, oh, boy.
Yeah, she has some tassels on her, you know.
You could hide a chainsaw in that hair.
Could. She definitely could. Yep.
Oh, boy. Yeah. And she eats honey.
She was eating honey, right, straight out of the jar. Like, what is happening? You're taking this queen bee thing to the next level.
Oh, boy. Yeah, John. It's, boy. So they're like, okay, so here's what we're going to do here. We're going to take Shawnee here. We're going to sell her into white slavery. Okay.
What?
That's step one. And you're like, okay. And then they're like, all right. Then, Dwayne, you're going to go watch over him. And he's like, well, that doesn't sound bad. And they're like, well, we're going to cut off your balls first. And he's like, no.
Somebody help me.
I did like the way they were going to get them overseas, shipping them in a crate. Hey, there you go.
It works for the zoo animals of Madagascar.
There you go. There you go. Oh, boy. So, this next part, John, it had me questioning how tape recorders work. Right?
Yeah. Because
Dee Dee's like, okay, I need you to sound like a cop and record this message. And Chuck is like, oh, okay. So then they can later on hit play. I didn't know how this thing was working. All right, they push a button, but somehow it stops in parts.
It wasn't like she had a remote to turn it on and off. It wasn't like she was holding it the whole time. But yet, even though he said everything kind of in a row, when it played, it was over like a loudspeaker and it was perfectly timed with each sentence, and it was, I don't know.
Yeah, he would be like, this is the police. And then Queen Bee be like, oh, my Lord, it's the police. But the recorder stopped too. I'm like, wait a minute. Yep. Wait a minute. Well, then they got to use their gadgets they got from Q for James Bond here, John, and use the old lipstick gunshot and siren spray or whatever the hell it is.
But Queen Bee says, no, this place is a maze. It's like a honeycomb. They'll never catch us. Let's just go. And it's like, well, it's still just a building, right? They just go outside and watch the doors.
I mean, you got to have fire exits. I mean, come on now.
Yeah, they might be welded shut, but you know, keep out the drug dealers and stuff.
Yeah, and so there's this guy. He's about just rip, just pops out his beeps, John. I mean, I can't blame the guy, John. He's just stopped dead in his tracks. He's just mesmerized.
Yeah. Yeah, he said, well, okay. All right, I'm not shooting you.
So one of the Queen Bee's people recognizes Chuck from his movies, and she is just starstruck.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she's like, yeah, you can arrest me. I mean, put cuffs on me.
Name was Sparkle.
Yeah, Tinsel and all these other ones.
But so he handcuffs her, and then 2 seconds later, she joins back up with the other girls and walks away. So it really didn't matter. And then, like, the dude that saw boobs and was knocked out by getting kicked in the nuts, I guess, he gets up and goes with them too. So far, they're not doing really good at stopping anybody for more than a few minutes.
And then Queen Bee and all these horrors and this guy, they just let me see if I got this right, John. Accidentally climb into the policeman.
Right. They see light. And they're like, that must be the exit. They all walk out and accidentally end up inside the van and don't know what they're doing until it's too late.
Oh, boy. This is the person running all the crime and drugs and prostitutes in the city, John.
That's the one.
Oh, boy.
Not a long list of qualifications. You got to have be able to wear a stinger. Got a big hairdo.
Oh, that hair. Well, John, then they're like, well, graduation's going to start soon, John. We better get to graduation. There's probably some people there to see
you graduate. Expect. If you're graduating from police academy, your family would be there, right? Maybe other police officers, some police officer, more than one police officer. No,
more than one. Oh boy, but they come barreling into this graduation ceremony van right up there to a grand total of zero people. There to see this graduation ceremony.
That's right. Zero.
They had that part where I thought they were gonna smash right through the thing, the chairs they had out, because they could fly to that van.
That's what it looked like they were gonna do, right?
But then they gotta get the bad news, John. They only have 9 out of 10 people. They can't graduate, John.
Only 9 in the van. That's right. But then Chucky's like, I can't do that to you. I'm number 10. You can arrest me. Man, that's love. That's love.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, that porno group that you busted earlier, that one also counts. So, yeah, it really didn't matter.
and here's Cherry Pop. She's here, too.
Cherry Pop, she went platinum with her VHS video, exercise video.
That's Doja Cat numbers, John.
That's right. Every blockbuster in the nation now is Cherry Pop.
Blockbuster. Give me Harry and the Hendersons and Cherry Pop's new video there. What was it called? Owning Up with Cherry Pop.
Owning Up.
Everything is just great. They graduate.
Valedictorians. Yeah, Dwayne gets one last kick in the groin.
Oh, boy, John.
Police Chief McNulty says he's going to put those three valedictorians as Devonshire's partners. She's thrilled about, right?
Damn it, McNulty. What if he shows up in the other Transfer movies? Like, I gotta know.
I know. I don't want to peek now.
Damn it, McNulty. But yeah, then that's the end of the movie Vice Academy. I gotta tell you, John, it was something.
Yep, it was something.
A little different.
Still, it blows your mind that there's 6 of them.
Wow, 6 of them.
Wow, yeah. Wow.
I mean, 6. Oh boy. Good pick, John. Good pick. I remember seeing them, but I was like, huh.
Yeah, I think Vice Academy 3 would show up as a recommendation. It must be the best one. I'm betting 3 is the best, you know? Because that's the one that shows up a lot. And I'm like, well, I don't want to start with 3. Is there something better or first one? I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I should have.
I got to know. Do they have other titles when it comes to it?
Yeah, subtitles or yeah.
All right. We got, they can't see them here. Hold on, what's this one? Hold on, hold on. What's it say? What's it say? Vice Academy 2. Okay, hold on. I'm looking at this because I got Vice Academy 3, John. What's it say? 4. What's it say? For a good time, call a cop.
Oh.
That's what that one says. what's 4? The Vice Saga continues. Hold on, that one's 4.2. What was 3? 3.8 out of 10, John.
Whoa.
Part
2,
4.3. What was this one? 4.4. What's Vice Academy 5 is their beauty is arresting. Oh, boy.
Yes.
Oh, boy. And 6, what's that one say? Nothing. Oh, boy. The cover of 6 is 2 scantily clad women sitting on a revolver.
Nice.
A giant revolver.
Oh, was that John. Like Naked Gun, like when it's sitting on a bullet or something? Or
John, this is what it says. I'm already excited for part 6. Vice cops Candy and Tracy accidentally meet the bikini robbers. Who are armed with assault weapons in a bank. That's all I need to read.
That's wonderful.
I mean, John. This is a great series right here.
I think it gets better with time. Yep.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you got to look at those covers of those other ones. Oh, there's some good ones. Oh, boy. Oh, yeah, that's Vice Academy. Good job, John. So my pick, we're taking a week off because I'm going on a trip to check out Malcolm in the Middle.
Place a large bet on the Lions winning the Super Bowl.
Check out all those underground tunnels under Vegas.
That's right. Many, many miles.
So my pick, and I told you when we started, John, it's a whopping 68 minutes.
Like a short one. That's nice.
It's on the Tubi, 1988. Title might give it away. It's called Rabid Grannies.
Rabid Grannies. All right. Mm-hmm.
And let's just say these grannies are hungry.
Ooh.
For some human flesh.
Ha ha. Fresh meat.
You watch this trailer and tell me you don't want to watch this movie, John. That's all I got to say. Because the trailer is like, I think, a third of the movie. I was like, boy, I've seen a lot of this movie here. This is a... But these grannies, John. Oh, boy. It looks pretty good. I had to do it. I stumbled upon it, and I was like, well, I got to do this.
Awesome.
So we'll do that one in 2 weeks. And, I'll actually see you next Saturday, John.
All right. You enjoy your time off and have a safe flight. And let's see what happens next.
All right, sir.
Take it easy.
Bye.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.